Good morning. This is your morning playlist, and I am your host slash favorite cousin, Reese. Right before we get started, I want to send out my condolences, prayers, and thoughts to the family of Bushwick Bill from the group, the legendary group, the Ghetto Boys. He passed away a couple days ago. So we're going to start off this podcast the correct way by paying homage to him. And his legacy, this is Mind Playing Tricks on Me by the Ghetto Boys.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. Every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on ya. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that fool that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, met a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared of than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry-free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. Till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace. Took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured. But this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Rest in peace to Bushwick Bill. We're going to get started with the music right now. This is Faith Evans with I Love You.
Don't know how you almost made you cry, almost made you happy, babe. Didn't I, you almost had me thinking you were turned around. But everybody knows almost doesn't count. Almost heard you saying you were finally free. What was always missing for you, babe, you found it in me. But you can't get to heaven half off the ground. Everybody knows almost doesn't count. I can't keep on loving you one foot outside the door. I hear a funny hesitation of a heart that's never really sure. Can't keep on trying if you're looking for more than all that I could give you, than what you came here for. I'm gonna find me somebody, not afraid to let go. Wanna know that I'll be that kind of man. You came real close.
Doesn't count. And the song, yeah, I already told you the song before that. You gotta excuse me, I'm just waking up shit. Niggas don't know what they're talking about. Anyways, so we're gonna get right into the bullshit. First thing on my list today is Khaled, DJ Khaled. We talked about him last week in reference to him essentially shitting on Tyler, the Creator, for having a better album than him, even though I do believe that Khaled's album was pretty good. He was very upset about Tyler and Billie Eilish being number one on the charts, and I think his reasoning behind that was because the music was fucking weird, which, okay, I guess I can give him that, but at the end of the day, the music was weird and they still sold more than you, so I mean, what is your argument there on that? Either way, Khaled is suing Billboard because his album is not number one. Now, I've never heard this shit a day in my life, because to be honest, you know, I think Billboard is probably looking at him like, nigga, what were we supposed to do about your album not going number one? We don't give a fuck. Like, we put your shit number one based off of the metrics. But upon doing a little bit more research and listening to what other people had to say about it, apparently Khaled is upset not only for that, but really because Khaled was running around doing a whole bunch of ad shit with like this energy drink and shit like that. And I guess that was supposed to be some sort of package. Like, you cop this many energy drinks and you get a Khaled album, which, well, for one, Billboard didn't count that. So, because they didn't count that, Khaled's album did not immediately go number one. So let's just get that out the way. And for two, it's like, okay, Cal, let's see what you was trying to do there, and I understand, but you have to, and I think I touched on this last week, but Khaled doesn't make his money from music. So if you don't make your money from music, why the fuck did you think this bundle package was going to work in 2019 when literally nobody goes out and purchases fucking physical CDs? I think the last time I heard about pure album sales even being close to digital was Push, maybe Royce before that. Like, only the catalog artists, the vintage hip hop acts, usually those are the gentlemen or gentlewomen, we don't want to be sexist here, that sell albums pure anymore. Mostly people just go in their phone and they look up the album and they play it from their fucking phone. So if niggas are not going to the store to buy your fucking album, what makes you think they're gonna go to whatever store that this bum ass energy drink is sold out of, purchase 10 of them to get a physical copy? No one wants a physical copy, Khaled. Laptops don't even come with CD trays anymore. So why the fuck do you care so much? Honestly, I don't see why artists even do physical copies anymore. If you're gonna do physical copies, I would say do some shit that niggas ain't gonna be able to play no matter what they got, unless they go to like a DMV or some shit, like get tapes or vinyl. Because you might as well just make that shit part of the art instead of trying to sell the shit so that niggas could play it. Niggas don't even have CD players in their car no more. Nobody's walking around with a fucking Walkman. Nobody, like, you might as well just be extra with it and do tapes like Griselda. Because at least them niggas are selling them shits. Niggas are actually copping the vinyls and shit and just posting them on their fucking stories and like having them on their walls and shit. Because like, that shit is art at the end of the day. Nobody gives a fuck about a goddamn CD. So you weren't going to sell, you weren't going to do a million anyway, Khaled. I mean, because nobody gives a fuck. And on top of that, nobody's going to, like, it's not like, I feel like Drake might have done this and it probably still wouldn't have went over well. Because who gives a fuck about an energy drink that much? Like, what nigga, because I had never heard of the energy drink when I first saw the commercial and Khaled's running on the treadmill and shit. Like, I had never heard of this energy drink. So I don't think niggas are going around the world to cop these tin cans or whatever. And I'm just using like regular numbers. I don't know exactly what the number was, but I do know that niggas aren't doing that anymore. That's not a thing. That doesn't work, dog. You took an L on that because you didn't do your research. And for that, you might as well have done the Nicki or Travis thing where you niggas just sold the tickets to the shows and then niggas would have came out and bought the tickets, and then that would have counted as an album sale. But you can't do that either, Khaled, because you don't tour. And you don't tour because of the fact that how the fuck are you going to tour? Are you just going to be at the table and just run the record and have the artist come out and perform it, and you're going to do that 13 times for a set? I've never seen DJ Khaled perform, ever. Ever, ever, ever. I've seen DJ Khaled come out on and scream over another nigga's shit, but I've never seen, like, oh, come see DJ Khaled live. Matter of fact, let me go to his Instagram right now. Because I'm really pressed about trying to figure out what the fuck DJ Khaled is doing. This album's been out, what, 3 weeks now? So let's go to Khaled's Instagram, and I'm just scrolling. I'm casually scrolling. Just casually scrolling. Okay, so congrats to Khaled. He finally made it to number one last week, even though I'm pretty sure he jumped back down because Igor. Niggas was really just streaming the album just off pure listening to the album off of Khaled bitching. So, I mean, I guess maybe that was his plan and it worked. But all for any booking, for instance, he's making posts about booking, like, and I guess he's managed by Roc Nation. What are you booking Khaled for? Like, is he playing weddings still? I'm so confused. That's what I'm saying. I'm scrolling his Instagram. I have seen not one flyer for a tour. Because what the fuck are you gonna do on tour, Khaled? No one's coming to see DJ Khaled on tour. Not a soul. I don't know, not one nigga in the universe that's gonna be like, yo, I'm finna go see this new Khaled, cause I know this shit finna be hot. Like, what you gonna do? You gonna bring out SZA? I'm pretty sure she's working on a record right now. What you gonna do? You gonna bring out Travis? That nigga tours every fucking day. Like, what? I'm so confused by this whole thing, bro. So if you're not making money off of touring, because you don't tour, you can't tour, you literally cannot tour, and you're not making money off of music, then the only thing that you could potentially make money off of is brand deals and merch, right? As far as you being Khaled. So why don't you just take that? Why don't you just do the brand deal separate from the music, get your money, funnel it into the album, then sell the merch with the album so that you can recoup some of that money? Because okay, the artists are going to probably like, okay, I know for instance, Chance has a piece of his set normally. I don't know if he does this anymore, but you know, he used to have a piece of his set where he would perform just his features. So he would do I'm the One, and now of course he's going to do No Brainer. So I don't know if the artists are throwing, I don't know if SZA is throwing the Khaled record in her set along with like Broken Clocks, my nigga. I don't know if this is a thing that's happening. So I just think this was executed all wrong. I don't necessarily know why Khaled feels as though it's Billboard's fault that his album didn't go number one. I feel like it was because niggas are just over the whole Khaled craze. Remember that point in time where Khaled like had blew the fuck up and he was like the most important nigga on the internet? That time has passed, because you don't know how to maintain that. You kind of just fell by the wayside. Look at Plies. Blaz just, you know, he blew up on the internet, you know, for shit that niggas have been seeing, him just being dumb on Instagram. So he took that and he ran with it, but he's not bitching about not being as popping as he was 2-3 years ago. Because he can drop a mixtape and niggas will listen now. And he's always going viral on the internet for something funny, he says. Why don't you just take that type of shit and go and run with it instead of always trying to make niggas buy your music and make niggas stream this fucking album? Khaled, you put together a decent fucking record. You should be happy, my nigga. It's not something that niggas are gonna be able to go back to and fuck with forever, but at least you have a record that niggas can say, yo, you heard that new Khaled? It's actually alright. I don't know, man, but whatever you say, bro, hopefully this whole shit gets handled soon, because it just makes no sense that niggas feel like they have to sue the record labels or sue the Billboard or sue anybody else for their album not doing what it was supposed to do. You should take all that shit into your own hands, especially Khaled. Khaled's had been the nigga that's gonna go out and do his own thing for the longest amount of time. We've always known Khaled to be the nigga that does the footwork, that puts the music. I mean, look at the idea of a Khaled album. The idea of a Khaled album is that you have a whole bunch of shit that wasn't done by hand by DJ Khaled. He's a curator, so he'll bring in the producers, he'll bring in the artists, and he'll make some shit, and it's like a fucking gumbo of music. So if you can do all of that, why can't you be the nigga that's running around promoting this album? I don't know, dog. I need to take a break from DJ Khaled, because I don't know what the fuck is going on here. Back into the music. This is Whitney Houston with One of Those Days. Nah, 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 nah. Come on.
Grab a bite to eat. Now it's been one of those crazy weeks, and I gotta do something special for me. See, hit the salon, get a mani and a pedi, have a massage, get a sip, and then I'm ready. Hey, gotta take time out, and all my real ladies know what I'm talking about. Sing. TV tonight, I just let a little TV watch me, light the candles, aroma therapy, hot
her bubbles surrounding me. Mr. Big is in the background. The Isaac brothers gonna hold it down.
Unconditional. So Tory Lanez apparently likes dark-skinned women, and that's cool. I condone that. I like cartoon women as well. There was an instance at one of his video shoots. I don't know if it was a video shoot or a photo shoot or something, but you can see in the video there's a dark-skinned woman there. while he's there just throwing up the Texas sign with his hands, because that's what niggas do when they don't know what to do with their hands. And there was an instance where the videographer, I don't know who it was, but had switched out the young lady for a fairer-skinned woman, and you can see Tory Lanez step forward and be like, nah, put her back, because that's me, so don't fuck with my shit. And it kind of went up on the internet just a little bit. I'm here for it. I know that in the past, especially with the way that beauty has been perceived in the public eye, especially in like magazines and shit like that, it has always been a point of reference that darker skinned women are to be seen, are seen to not be as beautiful as someone who is a little bit more light skinned. Light skinned women have always been getting passes for just being them, just being fine because they light skinned and that's it. And you know, our darker skinned women have been thrown to the wayside just a little bit. And so I remember just how much of an uproar it was when you had niggas who would do videos, and of course the light skinned bitch is in the video, of course she's the one that's shaking the ass in the front, of course when you say that you're gonna fuck with a bad bitch in the video, and then you see it's like 13 light skinned bitches and you don't see not one dark skinned girl nowhere. Like it was that kind of thing. So to see Tory Lanez step up and be like, nah, I'm not rolling with that, I fuck with her and she gonna stay here because that's me, you know. Especially, I mean, I think where Tory Lanez is from, he's from Toronto. Like, I mean, come on, my nigga, like beauty out there is just like the culture out there is closer to Jamaican. So I mean, of course the darker skinned women are flourishing out there, and that's probably more likely than not that's what he's into. So you know, I wasn't surprised by that. I was happy to see that he was putting it, you know, he's holding it down for women who cannot hold it down for themselves. Because of course when you're in that position and you're just a new girl on the block, you can't really tell a motherfucker, nah, like I'ma stay here because you know you trying to pull me out because of my skin color, and that's fucked up. You can't even really make that call. It's up to the person whose video it is or who is running the whole operation, you know, to make that call. So it was nice to see Tory do that. I remember seeing the Pretty Girls video and with Wale and Gucci Mane, and seeing girls of all different shapes and sizes and colors and shit like that. And then it was kind of like the first time, at least I seen, you gotta think I'm fairly young, I'm 26. So I mean, I hadn't really seen that too often. It never really was a big thing to me. I never really noticed it until I got older. But it was, you know, for me it was kind of like, oh, so he really, 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 you know. And then you gotta think about like niggas like Redman, who he was putting all the big girls in the video and shit like that. And that was always really cool. So I don't know. It's like I want this kind of thing to just become like no longer a phenomena. You know how like when Lizzo posted like a naked photo of herself on Instagram and she was talking about how like I can't wait till this shit become normal. Niggas just see my naked ass and keep scrolling. Like it's like that. Like I can't wait until we no longer have to praise motherfuckers for doing some shit that just makes you humanistic. You know. I can't wait until, you know, it becomes a super normal thing to just put, you know, all, because it's a catch 22, because what if the gentleman just isn't, but then again, okay, so think, because you know what else I was thinking about was like Denzel Washington and how he doesn't kiss white women on screen because he wants to uplift the black women and shit like that, you know. And it's like, okay, I see where he's coming from, but at the same time it's like, it was Julia Roberts, and I mean, do you not want to kiss Julia Roberts, my nigga? Like, but it's like, no, it's not that I'm not attracted to her, it's just that I want to uplift. It's like, okay, I can uplift you without having to sacrifice the role or having to do weird shit, like, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, I can see both sides of the fence. I can see, okay, at one side of the spectrum, I want to put on for my skin tone, I want to put on for my culture, I want to put on for my people. But on the other end, it's like, I mean, so you trying to say that I just can't be attracted to this kind of woman? Because, you know, there's been this big debate over the past couple of years of whether or not black men who marry white women can't even be pro-black. And I've kind of just been confused on it, because it's like, just because I marry a white woman doesn't make me not black. Does that make any sense? So to see that this thing is kind of coming full circle, and now we have this thing coming to the forefront where we are now standing with people, but it's only being seen as righteous because of that, instead of just, nah, you're not finna switch her out because of that. You know what I'm saying? Because Tory Lanez's post was just, you know, we have to respect our black women, respect our, you know, dark skinned women, shit, shit, shit. And it's like, I mean, my nigga, you could have just said, yeah, she was here and you switching her out because you're being an asshole. So, nah, I'm not letting that rock. You know what I'm saying? Especially like, why do I have to switch the girl? Like, she was doing fine. She looked great. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Tory Lanez. I respect that, and I hope that more shit like that happens in the future, because we definitely need that. We definitely need, and you know what? I mean, I don't know if it's going to sound like all lives matter-ish, but fuck it. This is my podcast, so I say the fuck I want. You know, I kind of want this to just be a respect for all women. You know, the video vixen kind of job is one of the hardest jobs to have, just because you have to constantly fight to be at the front just to be on camera. You know, I know the story behind Melissa Ford and how she had to work really hard just to be seen. And she couldn't even just be a bad bitch. She had to be the bad bitch that was getting champagne poured on and all types of other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it, you know, that kind of trickles over into porn. Like, the wilder shit to do, the more money you get paid and shit. Like it's, all of this is just, like, for the underappreciation of women. And so I, if not for a specific type of woman, a specific tone of woman, a specific look of a woman, if not for that, it just be for the respect of women overall, because, you know, women are the, you know, the most important things on the planet, and so we have to protect them and hold them to a higher standard than anything else. So but yeah, shout out to Tory Lanez. Getting right back into the music now, this is Fantasia with Ain't Gonna Beg You.
No. the purple shirt. Say, sweetie. What's that with you? I know you hit me.
Say, love.
Man, I want you, man.
With love.
You trying to play it all right. You hit me, though. All right. Playing hard to get. I fucks with that. To be honest, you cool people, though. And you're cute. And you're dressed. And you be dressing. But I said, huh?
But no way, no. To explain, I'm not the type to be chased, and that ain't the case. I got a lot on my plate, so please don't say my name in vain. Oh yeah, these niggas not in my lane. These niggas lie to your face. They sucked us too late. I could be yours, baby. I could be yours, baby. Oh, you got me. Shit could be right. Let's have a good night. Is you trying to ride? Yeah. This shit could be right. Damn, feel like my stomach and I say quiero, pero you won't give it a shot. Nah, these niggas must be thought off. If they don't want you, that's a loss. Oh, yeah, beat you to the wall like some more. I'ma take care of your mind. Don't care what it costs. I could be yours, baby. I could be yours, baby.
Nintendo Shout It, and then after before that, that was Tammy Rivera with All These Kisses. So OJ Simpson has a Twitter now, and I don't know why this is headlines, but it is. So, and I thought it was funny, so I just kind of want to talk about it a little bit. I'm not necessarily sure what prompted him to go into the Twitterverse, but maybe that nigga was just tired of niggas making shit up about him, so he was like, I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay, and decided to start spilling the beans on a bunch of shit. I just saw something where he was talking about how he never fucked Chris, he was never really interested in her, and Chloe is not his kid. So, I mean, if that's the bag that we hopping in right the fuck now, then alright, cool, I guess I'm cool with it. I'm not necessarily sure what the social belief is on OJ Simpson at this very moment. I think people just ignore him. For the most part, I know that you know, us niggas have made a bunch of jokes about OJ for years about how, you know, we really feel like he did that shit and all that other shit. But for the most part, I'm seeing people just seeing this shit and scrolling right over it. So they must not care about the man too much. It's kind of like you have been through so much. It's a double-edged sword, because on one end, it's like you may or may not have done this very, very horrific thing, and you want to talk about what kids ain't yours on the internet, like that's the life you want to lead. But on the other end, it's like, if let's just live in a fantasy world where he didn't do it, and he's been through all this shit, his career has just literally, we remember him more for being the nigga that killed that white girl than ever being a football star. So I kind of want to just get my shit off now. And if I'm going to get some attention and some recognition from, you know, throwing videos up on Twitter and Instagram, then he ain't hurt nobody. And that's not to be a joke or a pun, but he's not hurting anybody. He's just speaking his piece. So I don't see nothing wrong with it. And I think I can live with a little bit of OJ Simpson humor here and there, if that's what the world has to offer me on this beautiful Monday. So, not much to say on that. I thought it was just kind of funny that the nigga decided to just, you know, start up a fucking Twitter out of nowhere and start telling us all his business. But hey, maybe we'll get some clarity on a nigga's life. Maybe he'll fuck up and slip up and say some shit that he shouldn't say, and then it'll get him indicted for some shit that he maybe should have been indicted for. But if not, you know, it'll make for some good memes and jokes and shit. And we all know that we're all here for that. Tony Braxton is the next song I'm playing here. This is He Wasn't Man Enough.
Dark Child. Oh, yeah. Tony Braxton.
Oh, yeah. Dark Child, yeah. Listen, girl, who do you think I am? Don't you know that he was my man? Well, I chose to let him go, so why do you look like I still care about him? Looking at me like I'm hurt, when I'm the one who said I didn't want it to work. Don't you forget I had it first.
What you think, hey, girl? Stop blaming me.
He wasn't man enough for me.
If you don't know, now here's your chance.
I've already had your man.
Do you wonder just where he's been? Yeah.
And I'll be worried about him then.
Now it's time to know the truth.
I think he's just a man.
Man for you.
Oh,
are you thinking? Do you know I made it?
scrub is a guy that thinks he's flying, is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul.
No,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
He's checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me. Cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat ass.
Don't show love.
Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you.
Wanna get with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no
one. No,
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 no, no, no,
no, no, no,
no. I don't want no scrub. No scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. No scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
If you can't spatially expand my horizons, then it leaves you in a class with scrubs, never rising. I don't find it surprising if you don't have the G's to please me and bounce from here to the coast of overseas.
So, let me give you something to think about. Inundate your mind with intentions to turn you out. Can't forget to focus on the picture in front of me. Do it clear as DVD on digital TV screens. Satisfy my appetite with something spectacular. Check your vernacular, and then I get back to ya. With diamond-like precision, insatiable is what I envision. Can't detect acquisition from your friend's expedition. Mr. Big Billy, if you really wanna know, ask Chili, could I be a silly hoe? Not really, T-bars and all my senoritas is stepping on your felines, but you don't hit me though.
No, I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
That was what ironically has become the broke nigga anthem, No Scrubs, performed by TLC. Rest in peace to Left Eye. And then before that, that was Tony. Whoa, what was before that? Ooh, I jump back in and I'm not even done. Hold on, we got another one coming. This is Sunshine Anderson with Heard It All Before.
Baby, let me explain to you what I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want to talk to you.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't want
to
see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door. Baby, ain't nothing else to
why
say.
Why we gotta do
peace
it like this? Baby, damn.
Coming home late, it seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder, thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go back there
where you came from.
Day to day with you, it's always something else. Working my nerve, God knows that I don't deserve what you put me through. Cause I've been so true to you, for you to come at me with another lame excuse. See, I heard it all before. All of your lies, all of your sweet talk. Baby this, baby that. But your lies ain't working now.
Now,
look who's hurting now.
Look who's hurting
I had
now.
To shut you down.
Down.
I had to shut you down.
Sunshine Anderson. I was gonna try and edit that out, but you know what? I don't feel like going through all that bullshit, and fuck it. Y'all fuck with me anyway. So hey, tis what it is. Not that much music out, but I do feel like I should highlight it. First of all, let me just apologize. I'm a dickhead sometimes, and so I say things that I probably shouldn't say about people. So I want to go ahead and apologize to Future, even though I'm pretty sure he'll never hear this fucking podcast. But I did, you know, shit on the possibility of his last record being trashed, the newest one he just put out called Save Me. And I go through and I hear things from other people and find out that this is essentially a suicide note. And I don't ever want to condone that type of thing, no matter if I fuck with the music or not. I don't ever want to make it seem like I just like fuck your bum ass music. If you are crying out for help and you should seek help, and this is the best way that you can seek help, then by all means, please do that. And I sincerely apologize to anybody who was offended by that. That's never my intention to make someone feel like, you know, I'm just that type of nigga that no matter the circumstance, I'm just gonna shit on your shit. You know, I don't ever want to come off like that. So shout out to Future. New record, Save Me, is out now. Goldlink has a new record out called Diaspora. I fucked with let's see, because I didn't hear the last record he put out, which I do believe was At What Cost. But I did hear And After That We Didn't Talk, and so I like that record, so I'm pretty sure this is going to be a good record as well. Goldlink doesn't make bad music, so you know what to expect from him. And then finally we have Erin Allen Kane. If you don't know who that is, she has been doing music with Chance the Rapper for some time now, and she has been releasing music solo. So she has a new record out called A Tree Planted by Water. So you should check that out, because I know it's going to be good. You know that it's going to be good if she's anywhere near Chance. So, I mean, it is what it is on that. Getting back into the music now, this is Ja Rule with Put It On Me featuring Lil Mo and Vida. I love this one.
Where would I be without you, baby? So if you need me, if you want me, to put it on you, because I love you. Yeah. And don't you forget it, whenever you need me, if you want me, to put it on you, come on.
Pain over pleasure, for that you forever be a part of me. Mind, body, and soul, ain't no I in we. Baby, when you cry, who wipes your tears? When you scared, who's telling you there's nothing to fear? Girl, I'll always be there when you need a shoulder to lean on. Never hesitate, knowing you can call on your soulmate and vice versa. That's why I be the first to see Jacob and frost your wrist up. Now you're old man, I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me.
What would I be without you?
That was Lil Mo with Put It On Me. And I want to make it very clear that do not play the version without Lil Mo. It will totally kill your high. But that brings us to the end of our podcast today. I do really appreciate everyone for listening, everyone for tuning in, everyone who did not listen, everyone who did not tune in. You are all welcome as well. That's it. We're going to go out on a high note here. This is Blue Contrail with Hit 'Em Up Style. I appreciate it. And we'll see you next week, guys. Have a good week.
While he was scheming, I was beaming in the beamer, just steaming. Can't believe that I called my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree, and on the way I grabbed Sole and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. Ooh, there goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love I had, but you cheated on me, and that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me alone. For all the lies you told, this is what you owe. While he was